بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and all mothers and sisters listening at home by the receivers, it is only the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are given the tawfiq of sitting again in his masjid to listen to some discourse of deen that will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will resume inshallah the topic that we were discussing, that was on Jannat. We had last discussed few ahadith pertaining to Jannat. Prior to that, we discuss in detail maut, the reality of maut, the honor, the dignity, the respect Allah Ta'ala gives to the believer when he's passing away in the qabr and on the day of qiyamah. We discuss many ahadith, how Allah honors the believers in the day of qiyamah. And the purpose of these discussions were to create the longing in our hearts, the desire to attain Jannat. And we had mentioned mainly from Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi's works, Shauqi Watan, the desire for Jannat, the longing a person should have for Akhirat, for Jannat, that is his real abode, his real home. Many times people become despondent, they lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they become weak, they feel that another azab will come, and there's no success for them in the akhirat. And therefore, Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayh mentioned these ahadith to remove these type of misgivings a person has, and to create in him hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the beautiful Jannat that Allah ta'ala has promised. Very quickly, we will just mention those few ahadith which we had discussed already, and then we'll continue inshallah. Rasulullah had mentioned that Hura'in of Jannat, a woman of the woman of paradise, لو أن إمرأةً من نساء أهل الجنة اطلعت إلى الأرض, if just one of them has to just peep into this world, a woman of the woman of paradise, if he has to peep into this world, لَأَضَعَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا, and then the entire earth would become brightened. The distance between earth and Jannat, everything would become bright. وَلَمَلَأَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا رِيحًا, and the entire area, the space between the earth and the skies would become filled with fragrance. وَلَنَصِيفُهَا عَلَى رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا, just that scarf on the head of that woman of Jannat, it is better than the dunya and whatever it contains. Then we had discussed also the trees of Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a tree in Jannah where a rider cannot complete distance under its shadow in 100 years. Just the shadow, the shade of this tree, it will take a rider to pass and cross and traverse this distance of the shade of the tree 100 years. From this we can understand how huge the tree of Jannat will be. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also explained the first group to enter into Jannah. And they will be in the form of the 14th full moon, full of brightness. And those who will follow them will also be very bright, and they will be like the glittering stars. And all the hearts of the people of Jannah will be one, like one heart. They will have no differences between them. There will be no hatred between them. The people in Jannat will eat, they will drink therein. They will not spit, they will not urinate. There would not be any need for relieving themselves. There will be no toilets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the system such that one burp, and the burp will not be like the belching, the burping, full of odor, like how we have in the dunya, but fresh, the fragrance of musk will come out. A caller will call out that it has been ordained that you will live here forever and ever. And I mentioned that Jannat, the people in Jannat, will become so happy on the day of Qiyamah when they will see Allah Ta'ala will bring moth in the form of a ram and will be slaughtered. This will indicate that they will live forever and ever. There won't be any more death. And the people of Jahannam will shriek and yell because there won't be any death to relieve them and take them out of Jannah, of Jahannam. So the people in Jannat, there will be a caller that will call out and it will be said that you will live here forever and ever and in a healthy condition. There will be no sickness, no illness in Jannat. There's no need for any doctors or any hospitals. The person will be healthy all the time. And the person will remain young. The age that has been given in many ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the people in Jannah will be 33 years of age. So people won't turn old. Person won't become weak in Jannat. A person will be in perpetual comfort and he will never experience any hardship. And then we discussed the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when the people of Jannah will be enjoying the bounties of Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala will then say, oh people of Jannah, Allah will address the people of Jannah. They will say, oh Allah, we are at your service. What is it? Allah will say, I would like to give you something. They will say, oh Allah, you have given us everything. Haven't you brightened our faces? Haven't you given us this and this and this bounty? Allah will say, then I want to give you one more thing, and that is I declare that I am happy with you. I will never become angry with you. So this will bring great joy to the people of Jannah. Then Rasulullah has also mentioned about the structures, the buildings of Jannah. He said there'll be a brick of gold and a brick of silver. Pure gold, pure silver. And the cement between the both will be the fragrance of musk, or musk will be the cement between the two. And the stones of which will be of pearls and sapphires. And the sand of za'faran, saffron. Rasulullah said, there is no such tree in Jannah, but the trunk will be of gold. Imagine the trunk of the trees of Jannah, pure gold. One Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, will there be horses in Jannah? He said, may Allah enter you into Jannah. Whenever you decide to ride a red sapphire horse, you will fly in Jannah, riding that horse. And it will take you wherever you please. Then we had also mentioned the rivers of Jannah. In Jannah there is an ocean, a river of water, a river of honey, a river of pure milk, and a river of wine. And the wine in Jannah is not the wine of this world that intoxicates a person, that makes a person get headaches, and he begins to vomit. He loses his senses. He loses his mind. No, the wine of Jannah will be absolutely pure. Then in Jannah, there will be a gathering of the Hur-Ain. There will be a place in Jannah where all the Hur-Ain will gather, and with a very loud voice, a very beautiful voice, they will sing. And it is said, the like of which the creation has never heard before. نَحْنُ الْخَالِدَاتِ You will see, we are, that we will live forever, and we will never perish. We will live in comfort, and never experience hardship. We will always be happy, and never become angry. Blessed, Mubarak, and fortunate are those who are for us, and we are for them. Then the people of Jannah, when they will enter into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again will say, is there anything you wish that I could increase you in? They will say, Allah, you have given us everything. Then Allah will remove that veil between the people of Jannah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these veils will be lifted, And the people of Jannah will see the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us this beautiful occasion of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. May Allah ta'ala not deprive any one of us or any of our family members. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine seeing him in Jannah. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the inhabitants of Jannah will be indulging in blessings and pleasure. They will be indulging in the different bounties, somebody drinking from the river of honey, somebody from the river of milk, somebody in his palace, somebody enjoying some ni'mat, and suddenly there will be noor over them. They will raise their heads and they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appear before them. It will be said, Allah will say, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-jannah. And this is the tafsir of the ayah where Allah ta'ala says, Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. When we read in Surah Yasin, where Allah ta'ala says, Salam. In other words, Allah will address and Allah will greet the people of Jannah in Jannah. Allah will say, Assalamu alaykum, O people of Jannah. Allah ta'ala will see them and they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this will take place for a long time. And when this happens, they will forget every other bounty that they were enjoying. Imagine seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will see them, and they will see Allah ta'ala. While they will see the countenance of Allah ta'ala, they will not turn towards any of the other blessings and pleasures till Allah ta'ala conceals himself again. His nur will still remain with the people of Jannah. This didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didar is an Urdu word which means this viewing or seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannat will not just take place only once, it will take place several times. Lucky will be those who will be able to see Allah ta'ala every single day. In fact, it is mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a mu'min will have four doors in Jannah. Inshallah, we'll discuss that. One door will be where the angels will come and visit him from that door. One door will be for the Hura'een and his wife, his family members, they will enter from that door. One door will be closed, but he will open it sometimes from which he will be able to see the people in Jahannam. And the reason for this, the ulama explain, that he will then praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he will become happy and he will console himself by seeing the people of Jahannam being punished, and look at his position in what comfort he is, how he got saved from the chastisement of Jahannam and what pleasure and comfort he is enjoying. So Allah ta'ala will give him also the opportunity of seeing what he has been saved from. And then one door will be where he will open and he will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We had mentioned the verse of the Quran where Allah ta'ala says in the 24th para, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. And before that, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. I explained that the people of the disbelievers, they will be dragged, they will be driven towards Jahannam. Until when they come to the doors of Jahannam, then the doors of Jahannam will be open for them. So even this waiting period outside Jahannam, waiting for the doors of Jahannam to be opened, like a prisoner who's taken to the prison cell, and then the warden comes and then he looks for the key and then he opens. So even this delay or this waiting period is also a chastisement on his own. Whereas for the people of Jannah, they will be taken and escorted by the angels of mercy, and the angels who welcome them and take them very swiftly and very gently. And when they come to the doors of Jannah, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. In Arabic, this wow comes for hal, in the condition that the doors of Jannah will already be opened. In other words, Jannah is already waiting to entertain such people. Not that they have to go there and then wait for some period and then the doors will be open. Already, as they are still coming towards Jannat, the doors of Jannat already are open for them. Now regarding the doors of Jannat,
Many ahadith have been mentioned. In one hadith it is mentioned, fil jannati thamaniyatu abwab. There are 8 doors of Jannat. Jahannam has 7 doors. Jannat will have 8 doors. Ulama explain also here, where Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, inna rahmati sabaqat ala ghadabi, that my mercy has superseded my wrath, my anger. In other words, Allah's mercy is far greater than His anger. For this reason, Allah has kept 8 doors in Jannat and 7 doors in Jahannam. And in Jannat, there is one door, babun minha yusamma ar-rayyan. One of the doors, Jannat, there's 8 doors. Ulama have given many explanations, or many names have been mentioned in hadith. Babu Rayyan, Babu Salat, different doors. Babu Jihad, Babu Tawbah, Babu Ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Various names have been given of Jannat, the doors of Jannat. But there's one particular door which has been named Ar-Rayyan. And la yadkhuluhu illa sa'imun. Only those who used to fast. Now fasting, we all keep roza, month of Ramadan. Ulama explain that it refers to those people who kept on fasting. Fasting was part and parcel of their lives. Like how we have Mondays and Thursdays, then the middle of the month, in other days. A person is always noted for his keeping a lot of fasts. So such people, only they will be allowed to enter from that particular door. So those, like how we have people making dhikr perpetually, people engage in nafil, or person goes for hajj all the time, or umrah. So he is noted for that particular action, or somebody gives a lot of sadaqah. These people are those who keep fast regularly, besides the Ramadan fast. And even the Ramadan fast and all other fasts, they keep it correctly with the proper adab. They look forward to keep roza. May Allah make us amongst them. So they will enter from this particular door. One hadith says, "Man anfaq zawjain fi shay'in min al-ashya'i fi sabilillahi du'iya min al-abwab al-jannah." Whoever gives in the path of Allah a pair of anything that is required, for example, if horses are required, then he gives a pair of horses, or a pair of clothing, pair of shoes, whatever it is. Zawjain here refers to a pair of that particular thing he gives in the path of Allah. Then such a person on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah, he'll be invited from all the 8 doors of Jannah that enter through me. Ya Abdullah, hadha khayrun. Faman kana min ahli salah, du'iya min babi salah. Waman kana min ahli jihad, du'iya min babi jihad. Whoever is regular, constant with his salat, fard, wajib and nafil salat. So he will be called from the door of salat. Somebody will be called from the door of jihad. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ صَدَقَةٍ دُعِي مِنْ بَابِ صَدَقَةٍ. Whoever gives a lot of charity, then he'll be called from the bab of sadaqah. Like that, the person who keeps roza. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, بِأَبِي أَنْتَ وَأُمِّي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Ma ala min tilka al-abwab min daruratin, fahal yud'a ahadun min tilka al-abwab kulliha. In any door person, any door that invites him and he enters, he'll enter Jannah. Will there be any need, or will there be such a person who will be called from all 8 doors of Jannah? Rasulullah said, yes, there will be somebody who will be called from every single door of Jannah. وَأَرْجُ أَن تَكُونَ مِنْهُمْ. And I have got high hopes, it will be you, O Abu Bakr, that you will be called from every door of Jannah. Every door of Jannah will invite you, O Abu Bakr, enter through me. O Abu Bakr, enter through me. It will be an honor for that door through which Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu enters into Jannah. Now we also had the desire that the doors of Jannat may also call us. In one hadith it is mentioned, مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَتَوَضَّعُ. Whoever makes wudu, فَيُبَالِهُ فَيُسْبِخُ الْوُضُوء. He makes his wudu correctly with the proper adab. Wudu has adab also. Amongst the etiquettes of wudu, we should not be talking any worldly affairs while making wudu. That's a very common practice in a wudu khanas. The water is flowing. We're busy talking to the next person. All things about the dunya. Yes, if something is very important, some deeny thing, you ask him, of course, not with the water just flowing. Close the tap. Sometimes there is some need. Somebody has to move his car, whatever it is. But otherwise, just worldly talks, vain talks, water is flowing, we're laughing, we're gossiping and joking. How often the Jummah khutbah is on, or the bayan is on, and we're busy in the wuzu khana. But this should not be the case. So the etiquette, the adab of wudu, the faraid of wudu, the sunan of wudu, the mustahabbat of wudu. Now we should learn this from the ulama and read the kitab. There are plenty of kitabs. You see, Ta'limul Haqq, it's so simple, so easy. All the adab of wudu has been mentioned, the mustahabbat of wudu. And if a person perfects his wudu, and he does his wudu correctly and properly, and after making wudu, he says, ثُمَّ يَقُولْ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. He reads this kalima, the second kalima, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ. For such a person, all 8 doors of Jannah will be opened. يَدْخُلُ مِنْ أَيِّهَا شَاءَ. He can enter from whichever door he wishes. Now this is simple. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on this. Then there is one hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That any Muslim parent who loses his 3 children in infancy, 3 children passed away in infancy before becoming baligh. On the day of Qiyamah, he will meet these children. There's a lengthy explanation to all this. And he will be able to enter through any one of the 8 doors of Jannah. This person had these children. They were taken away in infancy. The mother lost a child. It's not an easy thing for a parent to lose the child. And here not 1, 3. So imagine sabr, the exercise. They deprive of their children in the dunya. Children will deprive of their parents in the dunya. In the akhirat, it is mentioned that these children will come and they will put up a case to Allah Ta'ala. They will argue. Allah will give them the chance. And they say, oh Allah, you deprived us of seeing our parents in dunya. Now don't send our parents to Jahannam and deprive us of seeing them now. Allah will say, okay, take your parents into Jannah. So such people will be able to enter any one of the 8 doors of Jannah. So this is also some solace for those mothers and fathers who lost their children in infancy. It is a great test. Allah Ta'ala give them sabr and jameel. But this is one of the benefits they will get and blessing in the hereafter. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah said, Al-mar'atu idha sallat khamsaha. That woman who reads a 5-time salat. وصامت شهرا, she keeps roza in the month of Ramadan. وأحسنت فرجها, and she protects her chastity. وأطاعت زوجها, she obeys her husband. فلتدخل من أي أبواب الجنة شاءت. She will be able to enter in from any one of the 8 doors of Jannah she wishes. Then charge namaz we described, mentioned few months back, the importance of chash namaz, salatu duha. Inna fil jannati baban, yuqal lahu babu duha. There is one door in Jannah, which is called babu duha. Duha means chash namaz, which is read around from 10 o'clock onwards. Fa idha kana yawmul qiyamah, nada munadid. On the day of qiyamah, a caller will call out. Aina alladhina kanu yudimuna ala salati duha. We are all those people who should recite Salatul Duha regularly. هذا بابكم. This is your door. فادخلوه برحمة الله تعالى. Enter through this door with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are various doors of Jannah, or 8 doors, and people will enter through any one of these doors from which they will be called. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of doing those a'mal and be called from the 8 doors of Jannat. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, also a very lengthy hadith, where Rasulullah explained the day of Qiyamah, and then when he will come under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will go into sajda, and then Allah ta'ala will make Rasulullah stand up, and then Allah ta'ala will give him such a station, such a position, that no other person will be given that position. It will be exclusive only for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will then say, أَفَأَقُولُ يَا رَبِّ أُمَّتِي O my Allah, what about my ummah? فَيَقُولُ يَا مُحَمَّدُ And then Allah ta'ala will say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that enter from your ummah those people upon whom there will be no reckoning, no hisab, from the right door, min bab al-ayman. So there will be a right door, a door on the right side. Of these 8 doors, one door will be such that they will enter from that door. Although they will have the right to enter from the other doors as well. Probably Babu Salah or Babu Rayyan or whatever. Or Babu Sadaqah. But these people who have got no hisab. We mentioned previously, but of course those who haven't heard this before. Once Rasulullah was explaining another long hadith. And he said, 70,000 people from my ummah will enter Jannah without any reckoning. Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu ta'ala, a sahabi of Rasulullah, stood up. Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Allah, that Allah makes me from amongst those people. Rasulullah said, you are from amongst those people. Another sahabi stood up. Make dua, I also be amongst those people. So Rasulullah then said, Sabaqaka biha Ukasha. Ukasha just beat you to the draw. It was a time for dua being answered. Allah answered my dua for Ukasha. So ulama explained that Ukasha had a few more qualities that the other sahabi needed to improve on. All the sahaba were great, but the few qualities that had been mentioned there in that hadith, on tawakkul, etc., Ukasha had, was more stronger in those qualities, and therefore he beat the other sahabi. And there are other explanations as well. So Ukasha bin Mihsan radiallahu ta'ala is amongst those 70,000 people who will enter Jannah without reckoning. So in this hadith, Rasulullah will be said that he'll be told that tell those people who's got no hisab upon them from your ummah to enter through this al-babul ayman, the right door. Then Rasulullah says, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ إِنَّمَا بَيْنَ الْمِصْرَاعَيْنِ مِنْ مَصَارِيعِ الْجَنَّةِ لَكَمَا بَيْنَ مَكَّةَ وَهَدَرْ أَوْ هَدَرْ وَمَكَّةَ We have a door and the two sides of the door, the leaves of the door, the two sides. Now we're talking about the door of Jannah. Normally a door of this world, 1 meter from one side to the other side, more or less. The door of Jannah, we're talking about one particular door, from one side of the door to the other side, it is so wide. The distance between Makkah and Hajar. Now we don't know where is Hajar. We know where is Makkah. But Hajar is a very far place, far away from Makkah. Very, very distant away. And this has been explained in many other ahadiths. In some ahadiths, it has been mentioned the distance of 40 years. From one side, from one part of one side of the door, to the other side of the door of Jannah, one door. Is a distance of 40 years. Then from one door to the other door of Jannah, a distance of 70 years. Now all these things shows us how vast Jannah will be. And how huge the mansions and the palaces of Jannah will be. And therefore we cannot understand and fathom and really imagine and picture what Jannah, how beautiful it really will be. When this is just the condition of the doors of Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jibreel came to me alayhi salatu wasalam, فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي He held my hand, فَأَرَانِي بَابَ الْجَنَّةِ He showed me one door of Jannah, الَّذِي تَدْخُلُ مِنْهُ أُمَّتِي From which my ummah will enter. And that is known as بَابُ الْأُمَّةِ وَبَابُ أُمَّةِ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is exclusive also for the people of this ummah. That this door only for the people of this ummah. Then there are different stages in Jannah. The hadith is, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِئَةَ دَرَجَةٍ. There are 100 stages in Jannah. وَلَوْ أَنَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اجْتَمَعُوا فِي إِحْدَاهِنَّ وَسِعَتْهُمْ. If the entire world, all of the people in the world have to gather in just one rank or one stage of Jannah, this one stage and one rank and one position of Jannah will suffice them. But Allah has got 100 stages in Jannah. So this shows us again how vast Jannah will be, and therefore Rasulullah said, the distance between one daraja and the other, one rank, one level of Jannah to the other level, is the distance between the sky and the earth. The highest rank in Jannah, the highest position, the highest level in Jannah is known as Al-Firdaus, Jannatul Firdaus. And the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the roof of Jannatul Firdaus. So those in Jannatul Firdaus are under the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Rasulullah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهِ. When you make dua, you ask Allah, then ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. Ask Allah for the highest. Ask Allah Ta'ala to give you Firdaus. There's a narration of a person who comes to Rasulullah SAW, Sahabi. جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. He says, O Allah, O Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I love you dearly. وَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَأَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ نَفْسِي. I love you more than myself. And I love you more than my family. I love you more than my children. When I am alone at home, فَأَذْكُرُكَ, I think of you. فَمَا أَصْبِرْ, I don't have the sabr. I cannot bear it any longer. حَتَّى آتِيَكَ, until I come and see you. فَأَنْظُرَ إِلَيْكَ. He says, Ya Rasulullah, the problem is, وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتُ مَوْتِي وَمَوْتَكَ, when I think of my death and your death, عَرَفْتُ أَنَّكَ إِذَا دَخَلْتَ الْجَنَّةِ, I realize that when you will enter into Jannah in the hereafter, you will be raised to the levels of the Nabi, the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. You will have the highest rank. And okay, if I make it in the hereafter and I get Jannah, then I don't know which level of Jannah I'll be right down. I have this fear, Allah Araq, I will not see you again in Jannah. فَلَمْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Rasulullah did not give any jawab. Why? He would not speak until Allah Ta'ala inspired him, until some wahi come to him. وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. حَتَّى نَزَلَ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ السَّلَامُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Jibreel عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ came with this ayat, this verse. وَمَنْ يُتِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Those who obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hereafter, Allah will bless them with that rank, that position, that level, that they will be with those people whom Allah bless, that is the Nabiyeen, the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. In other words, they will be in the same level of the Prophets and the Anbiyas, wa Siddiqeen, and those who were truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa Shuhada, the martyrs, wa Saliheen, and the pious people. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the type of maqam and the type of rank. Really, we cannot describe Jannah. This is just a glimpse of one or two ahadith. Volumes have been written, books upon books, chapters upon chapters, different description of Jannah, just the doors of Jannah, the fruit of Jannah, the clothing of Jannah, the palaces of Jannah, the structures of Jannah, the rivers of Jannah, the people of Jannah, the damsels of Jannah. It goes on. In one hadith is mentioned, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارِ يَسْأَلَانِ تَقُولْ جَنَّةُ يَا رَبِّ قَدْ طَابَتْ ثِمَارِي وَاتَّرَدَتْ أَنْهَارِي وَاشْتَقْتُ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِي فَعَجِّلْ إِلَيَّ بِأَهْلِي. In one hadith, in Jannat, in the hereafter, Jannat will also beg Allah Ta'ala, and Jahannam also, they will also make some supplication. What will Jannat ask? Oh Allah, My fruit has become ripe. My rivers are flowing. And I've got the desire to see my friends. Wallah, hasten to me, my inmates. Bring quickly to me the people of Jannat. Rasulullah says, لا تنسوا العظيمتين. Don't forget the two big things. Sahaba says, وَمَا الْعَظِيمَتَانِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What are the two big things you're talking about? Rasulullah said, الْجَنَّةُ وَالنَّارِ. Jannat and Jahannam. All the time we should have hope, make dua, Allah give us Jannat. And wallah protect us from the azab of Jahannam. Wallah save us from Jahannam. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Ya Rasulullah, when we see you, our hearts become soft. And we have that kayfiyat and that feeling as though we are of the people of the hereafter. In other words, when we are with you, we forget the dunya. And it is as though we are already in the hereafter. But the moment we leave you, we get engrossed in the dunya, our wives and children. We wish we could be in the same kayfiyat, the same condition as when we are with you. We must feel the same when we are at home. Rasulullah said, and this also, Hanzala radiallahu anhu riwayat, we know when he says, Nafaqa Hanzala, Hanzala has become munafiq. Then Rasulullah explained to him that, no, you cannot be in the same condition 24 hours all the time as you are with me. He said, if you had to be in this condition, لو تكونون على كل حال الحال التي أنتم عليها عندي, then the angels will be making musafaha with you. And they will come visit you in your homes. But you are human beings. The meaning of the hadith is that you are human beings. And you have responsibilities. There will be a time, sa'atan fa sa'atan, a time for you to be engrossed in dua, salat, dhikr. And then when you are with your family, you don't become ghafil of Allah, that now you behave like a disbeliever. No. But obviously, at that time, you can't be sitting with the tasbih, you can't be sitting on the musalla. You need time to spend with your wife. You'll have a relationship with your wife. You'll have children. You have to see to their responsibilities. You have to laugh. You have to joke with them. You have to play. You have to see to their needs. Because you're a human being. But even in that condition, you won't become ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point here is that you cannot be in the same kayfiyat as you are in the masjid or in any gathering, a dini gathering. Person is crying, making tawbah, istighfar, or he's making dua. He cannot continue the entire day in that hal, in that condition. We are human beings. And Rasulullah explained, he said, that we will make sins, we will commit sins, but we will make tawbah immediately. And Allah Ta'ala loves that we make ruju to Him, we turn to Him and make tawbah and istighfar. That is what Allah desires from us. So we will make commit sins, not deliberately. We will slip, we will make an error, we will err. But when we make that mistake, then immediately we turn to Ghafur Rahim, and Allah Ta'ala loves that. And then Rasulullah explained also in the same hadith, O Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, Hadithna anil Jannah, ma bina'uha, tell us of the buildings of Jannah. And that's when he mentioned a brick of gold, a brick of silver, and the cement between is al-misk, musk. And the pebbles of Jannah are pearls and emeralds. And saffron is the sand of Jannah. مَنْ يَدْخُلْهَا يَنْعَمْ لَا يَبْأَسْ Whoever enters into Jannah, he will be always in comfort. There won't be any pain, any suffering whatsoever. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the beautiful palaces of Jannah. There are so many other ahadith pertaining to the buildings of Jannah, the homes of Jannah, the houses of Jannah. We'll just mention one more, inshallah, and we'll terminate. It is mentioned, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَغُرَفًا. There are such rooms in Jannah that from outside you can see inside and from inside you can see outside. It'll be so beautiful, so beautiful. يرى ظهورها من بطونها وبطونها من ظهورها.
One Arabi, one Bedouin stands up and he says, Ya Rasulullah, for whom are these homes that are so beautiful? So there are different types of structures and homes and dwellings in Jannah and palaces, and therefore different types of people, depending on the different a'mal we perform and the reward that we get in the hereafter. But every dwelling in Jannah is absolutely beautiful. But this particular one that is so beautiful, Rasulullah said, لِمَنْ طِيبَ الْكَلَامِ. It is for that person who speaks good words, kind words. He is polite. He is not harsh. He is not cruel. He speaks very gently. And the one who أَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ, and he feeds people. وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ, he keeps regular roza. وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ, and he performs tahajjud salat when the rest of the people are fast asleep. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat again. That Allah Ta'ala gives us these good qualities. Jannat is already been prepared by Allah Ta'ala. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And Jahannam has also already been prepared. These are existing. Jahannam, وَعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, for the disbelievers. But we have to make an effort to get into Jannat. And we have to stay away from those actions that takes a person to Jahannam. There is an effort. Allah has made it very easy for us. But you can't just sit back and relax and expect Allah Ta'ala just to put us into the Jannat. We have to go through the test. We have to pass through the test. And the test is not difficult for that person whom Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for. But the beautiful ni'mat of Jannat should already entice us or create that longing and desire in our hearts to attain that beautiful Jannah which Allah Ta'ala has promised. May Allah Ta'ala bless us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah with the beautiful Jannah to the Firdaus. This is the special ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the favored ummah that Allah Ta'ala has favored compared to all the other ummahs of the past. نحن الآخرون السابقون. We came last into this world, but we'll be the first to enter Jannah. We are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to have those qualities of this ummat. And we have to do those deeds which Allah Ta'ala expects from us. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. We should not forget making dua for the ummat of Rasulullah, especially brothers suffering, brothers and sisters in Syria and Burma especially. Madrasas are being burned, masjids are being burned down. Young, innocent, imagined person becoming hafiz of the Quran, ulama all being burnt. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah change their condition. Allah give them aman and aman. Allah Ta'ala give them that strength. Allah protect them from all the onslaughts of the mushrikeen and all those who are their enemies. May Allah Ta'ala protect us also and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.